us from this morning. We finished up Romans chapter number 8, and we talked about we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, in Christ. And that's where all that comes into play, the four questions that was asked this morning. We have to be in more than conquerors. Number one, we know we have confidence in God. Our care is in God. We're in the custody of God because we're in Christ Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I had a good time this morning preaching that. And tonight I want to come back, and I know that you may be thinking the same thing I do sometimes in my life. And I said this morning, the Bible says, not what can separate us from the love of Christ. It doesn't say what. It says who can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. And I told you this morning, nobody can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ. That we're in Christ Jesus. Who can separate you from the love of God? We're in Christ Jesus. And I know you see people, and I want to be easy on this tonight because I don't want to be judgmental. I don't want to be judgmental tonight, but I just want to lay this out before you tonight in this text. And you see in your life, and you see people that come in and they ask Jesus Christ to come in their life, and then they filter right back out, and there's no evidence of born again a spirit in their life. There's no evidence tonight. And you may ask yourself a question, Lord Jesus, what's going on with these folks? And you may even been there before in your life where you come in and you made a profession, but there never was a possession. You know what I mean? You made a profession at some age of your life, but there never was a possession. You went back out and lived anywhere you wanted to live, and then there come a time in your life, you know that the Holy Ghost started knocking on your heart's door, and at that moment, you asked Jesus to come into your life, and he saved you, and there's been a difference, and there's been a change. So tonight, I want to look at four areas where that seed is sown in lives. It's sown along life's highway, and it's sown. And that seed is the Word of God tonight. It's the book tonight, and it's been sowed. And I want to look at tonight at the four areas where it's sown tonight. And if we know that we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, we ought to want to sow seed. Wouldn't you think? We ought to want to sow seed. There's no greater privilege and no greater honor in my life, and I know it's in yours the same, is I get the opportunity to sow seeds along life's highway. Man, people you run in contact with, you sow that seed, you get to share Jesus Christ with them, and you say, well, man, I don't know if I'll share it with him. It won't do a bit of good. You never know when it'll be good ground. You never know when the Holy Ghost's been plowing that ground. The Bible says that Paul said, I planted Apollos water, but God gave the increase. So if I'm planting a seed over here, I need to tell a brother where I plant it so you can come behind me and water it a little bit because we know God will give the increase, right? So tonight, what I want to look at tonight is we need to sow seed because they need to experience what we've experienced in Christ Jesus. Luke chapter number 8 and verse number 5, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight, and we'll be talking about the seed that needs to be sown. The Bible says tonight in Luke 8 and verse number 5, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprung up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others is in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation they fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring forth no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring it forth, fruit with patience. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night that you've given us to come into your house. I thank you, Father God, for your written word. Father God, I thank you that it's penned down before us tonight. Father God, we can read this word tonight, and by the Holy Ghost's help tonight, we can understand tonight that we need to be sowing seed. Lord, I thank you that somebody took time in my life to sow that seed, Father God, and I thank you that somebody come by and watered, but I thank you most that you gave the increase. Father God, I thank you for what you do in our lives. I thank you that I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus tonight. Lord, I'd ask you tonight to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Lord, I'd pray tonight, Father, you'd have your will and way in this service. Lord, I'd pray tonight whenever we get tired and we get weary and we don't want to sow seeds tonight. Hey, I always want to remind myself, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, it may be some good ground that it's going to go into and it may spring forth. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father God, that for that individual that's got a lost loved one, Father, and they think it's no hope and it's useless and there's no way out and there's no way up and there's none of these things, Father, we can turn to you and we can look to you for leadership and guidance. And Lord God, and believe that you'll save that soul. Lord, I pray that tonight for my family, Father, that's dying and going to hell. I pray that for my family. Lord God, I pray that for the families that's in this church. I pray this for our community. I pray this for our country. I pray this for our nation, Father, that we repent and get back to you, Father God, and start following you in spirit and in truth. Lord God, that seed might be sown. And Lord God, that you would give the increase. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight, the need to sow seed. And I want to share this with you tonight as we go through this. And I want to look at the places that seed are sown along life's way. Jesus spoke, as we get here into this, Jesus spoke unto his disciple a parable of sowing seeds. He spoke that parable to them of sowing seeds, and we must be about sowing seeds. Sowing seeds. This morning on channel number 27 at 7:30, Adrian Rogers, man, I like listening to Adrian Rogers. He said something this morning. He said, you can attend church every time the doors is open. You can put your money in the offering plate. You can do all kind of mission work. You can do whatever you want to do. But if you're not sowing the seed, if you are not witnessing about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he said, you are out of the will of God. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. He said, if you're not sowing them seeds, if you're not doing them things in your life, if you're not telling somebody about Jesus, you are out of the will of God. He had about 4,000 people in Bellevue, not this morning, but in recording, and I understood what he was talking about, and you do too. You know there's times in your life that you need to sow that seed. Maybe you're scared to sow that seed to that individual. Maybe you're scared to talk to that individual. Maybe there's things in your life that's holding you back tonight. But I want to say this tonight. One thing that God has called you to do when you got saved, and that is to sow that seed and tell people that Jesus Christ is the way to heaven. Can I get amen? He says tonight as we sow that seed, I want you to get this, because we never know what ground they will fall on. All we have been called to do is with the seed is to sow it, water it, and God will give the increase. 1 Corinthians 3:6, we done mentioned that. He said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. And tonight as we get here, I want to look into this text. We understand tonight in verse number 11 is where I want to start out tonight. He said, now the parable is this. He said, you didn't understand it, so I'm going to make it plain in our life. He said, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. You say, what should I spread, preach? In the life that I live, you and I must spread the word of God. Hey, we're going to spread some kind of word. Can I get a witness? Hey, we're going to talk to somebody about something, so we might as well talk to them about the word of God. And he said this, he said that we must sow that seed, and that seed is the word of God. Romans 10:17, the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I want to look at this tonight in verse number 12. I want to look at the first place that that seed may fall. Or here in the text where the seed did fall. He says that some fall by the wayside. Look what he says here. And those by the wayside are they that hear. Every one of these that you see where the seed fell, every individual in here heard the word. Now, everybody, he said they heard the word. He said when it fell by the wayside that they heard the word. So I know tonight just by hearing the word doesn't mean that I'll be saved. Hey, but it gives me an opportunity. Can I get a witness? Hey, just God, there's many a times in my life that I heard the word of God and I did not act on it in faith. Hey, I want you to know tonight, just because you have a Bible, and just because it's laying on your coffee table doesn't mean that you have the Word of God. You have a Bible laying there. You say, what good is that Word of God tonight? Is when I pick that Word up and I start allowing it to take root in my life. When that Word starts taking root in your life, not only will it change your life, but it will challenge your life. And as I read in my text tonight, I see what it says. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil. Friends, tonight I want you to know, every service that you attend, oh, Satan, he's there with you. Every service you have, oh, glory to God, it's Sunday night. Got to work tomorrow, amen? Hey, every service you attend, oh, Satan, he's right there with you. Every time that bread's broken, oh, Satan's right there. And you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to rob that word. He's trying to steal what you hear. He's trying to steal that from you. And tonight when a lost man walks into this place, or a lost woman, or a lost boy, or a lost girl, and they walk in, and we start sowing that seed, and we start preaching the Word of God, and we start telling them about Jesus Christ, you can bet this one time, and you know this is true, oh, Satan, he'll rob what you say. He'll rob that word that's going to them. He says tonight, those by the wayside are they that hear, and then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. You know what Satan don't want nobody to do? He does not want them to believe and be saved. Satan don't want that. He doesn't want anyone to believe and be saved. I want you to get this tonight. Some fall by the wayside. They hear the word. Then cometh the devil, which is the enemy. Number one tonight, some fall by the wayside, and the enemy steals that seed. You say, what happened to some seed that gets sown? The enemy steals it. Some seed that gets sown, the enemy steals it. So tonight I want you to get this, is that enemy steals that seed, he taketh away, or he steals that seed. You say, preacher, how do you know that tonight? John 10:10, the Bible says, the thief cometh. Hey, I want you to know tonight, the devil, he is a thief. He's wanting to steal your family. He's wanting to steal my family. He's wanting to steal everything that you have tonight. And he's wanting to take it, and he's wanting to sift it like wheat. But I got good news for him tonight. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen? Look at this tonight. He says in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Tonight when you start sowing that seed, and you start telling people about Jesus when you go to your workplace tonight, and you start telling them that, hey, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Friends, tonight I want you to know, when it falls by that wayside, that old thief, you know what he'll do? He comes as an enemy, and he steals that seed that's been sown, and he steals it, and he takes it away from that individual. He takes it away from that individual. Have you ever had a time in your life, I'm going to ask you this, you heard the preacher preach, and you said, I'm going to remember that, or I'm not going to forget it. And you got to lunch to eat, and you asked your wife, I said, what was that point he said? She said, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, you know that point that was said. I don't know. Well, you remember he said this. He said, I didn't hear that. Huh? Not everybody hears what you hear when you're sitting here. Why is that? Because it's the Spirit. It's the Spirit that, hey, I've been in preaching services, and you have too, and you know what I'm talking about. And you've been preaching this preaching the text, and somebody said, I need to hear that. I'm glad you said that. You can go back and listen to that recording. That never come out of that preacher's mouth. But it spoke to their heart that way. Tonight, oh, Satan, he sets in, and he wants to steal it from the person that's lost, but he also wants to steal that word from the believer tonight. He wants you to misinterpret. He wants you to misquote. He wants you to misunderstand the Word of God tonight. Friends, I got good news tonight that Jesus Christ said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Tonight, Satan does nothing but steal, he kills, and he destroys. Number one tonight, because some fall by the wayside, the enemy steals that seed in a life of a non-believer. He steals that seed. Let me give you this in verse 13. Those by the wayside, that's one place where it falls. They heard. They heard the word, but the enemy stole it. They heard the word, but the enemy stole the word. Oh, I wonder how many services you sat in before you gave your life to Jesus. How many, just service after service, you heard the word, you heard it. But by the time you got out of the building and you got out, that word had little or no effect because it had been taken out. The enemy had done robbed you from it. Look here tonight, not only some fall by the wayside because the enemy steals, but some fall on the rock, which is the hard ground. Look in verse 13. The Bible says, they on the rock are they which when they hear, they heard it as well. They all got something in common. They heard the word. They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy. Man, when I read this, they received the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in a time of temptation, they fall away. Some fall by the wayside, and some fall on the rock. Let me give you this in verse number 6 of this text, and I love as we go back up. He says, why, look at this, and some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked what? Lacked moisture. You know what Jesus said? He said that he is the living water. He is that living water. He is what makes you grow. He is what makes you tick. He is what makes you spring forth. He says this tonight, there was no moisture. Let me give you this. They have joy about the word. Not only the enemy steals, but some fall on the rock, on that hard ground. And when the emotion fizzles out, they're gone. What are you talking about, preacher? I see a little word in there that just really struck my heart when I read that in verse number 13. They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy. They're happy about it. They was happy about it. And they had emotion. But when the emotion fizzled out, you don't see them no more. The emotion, they was on a high at one moment. There was emotionalism. It got them up. Can I say tonight, emotion will never sustain you. If you only follow him because of the emotion that you get, you'll never sustain and be where you need to be in Christ Jesus. We said this Wednesday night about holding people accountable and having accountability in our life. And I know this to be a fact. There's men, and you know men in your life, and women, you know women in your life, that has told you, you make sure you hold me accountable when they're in that emotional state. When they're in that emotional state and they're riding on an emotional high, can I get a witness? Man, they're riding way up here and they said, you hold me accountable. Don't you let me not be accountable to the word of God. And when they get slipping in their life and they get to the place where you know it's been emotion in their life and you try to tell them, hey man, you don't need to be doing this, and they get offended. You know why? Because the emotions went down. The emotion has went down. The hype has went down. Can I say tonight, if the blood of Jesus Christ ain't enough hype to get you up, I don't know what will be. Amen? Hey, I want you to know tonight, he said that joy that come in their life. They had joy when they heard the word, but you know what they did? They fizzled out. That emotion wasn't there no more, and they fizzled out, and they quit doing what God had called them to do. He said they heard the word, and they just received it with joy. Hey, I receive the word with joy sometimes, don't you? But sometimes it ain't joyful when I hear the word. That same word that's joyful is the same word that cuts. That same word that saved you is that same word that's going to convict you. That same word that you read and you fell on the conviction of the Holy Ghost when you read that word and it said the blood of Jesus Christ is what will save you from your sins. That same book that you read, that same word that you read that gives you joy, can I say tonight you better be also ready to be cut by that same word. It said that the word of God is powerful and quicker than a two-edged sword. And you know it only cuts going in, but it cuts going out. Amen? Hey, it cuts both ways. So I see tonight, number one, that the enemy, he steals it. But I see tonight emotion will steal it too. Emotion will steal it too. Emotion will steal it too. Natalie's sitting back there, and I hit her every Sunday night. I just can't believe somebody got saved about 2 months ago, a month ago, and still coming to church. Man, this kid, that just excites me. About a 19-year-old girl, how old are you? 19, 20? 18, oh my goodness. Okay, 18-year-old, and she's still coming to church. Saved. Last Sunday, I asked her, I said, you still saved? She said, I sure am. Walking down through that grin of mirror to ear. You say, preach that or not? That's something you expect, but we don't get that in the world we live in. Listen to me, if you come to that altar and you just get a little funny feeling, a little fuzzy feeling, you get up and walk back out, you better make sure it wasn't emotion. Because you can't always ride up here as a Christian. There's going to be valleys. There's going to be valleys. There's not always going to be mountaintops. There's going to be valleys that you and I are going to have to walk through, and the only thing that's going to sustain us is that word of God that lives in our life. And we got to make sure that the enemy's not stole that from us, and we got to make sure what we stand on, what we believe, what we preach, what we teach, and what we say is the truth. We're not doing that just out of emotions, but we're doing it because it is thus saith the word of God. Amen? He says, number one, the enemy will steal it when it's by the wayside. You got something you care a lot about. Just don't leave it laying out. Not only will the enemy steal it, but when the emotion fizzles out, it'll be gone. But I'm going to show you a third thing tonight. And this right here, I'm afraid, man, I just want to show you this. He said, when temptation comes, they fall away. Some fall by the wayside, and some fall on the rock, the hard ground. I told you this morning that who can separate us from the love of Christ? I told you no one. I believe that tonight. Would you listen to this tonight? You make sure salvation is in your life. Look, I'm going to show you the third thing tonight. In verse number 14, not only does some fall by the wayside, and some fall on the rock, which is hard ground, some fall among the thorns. Some fall among the thorns. When that word is spread, some fall among the thorns. Next time you go to Sullivan, Alabama, and you get this, Travis Hathcock showed me this, and I look at it every time. Man, I can't get it off my, I can't get it out of my eyes. Pull up in front of Happy Days. Everybody know where Happy Days is? Pull up in front of Happy Days, and this is a parable you can get when you pull up there. Pull up in front of Happy Days. Don't go in the store and eat. Just pull up there by the railroad tracks and look up. And there's a little tree growing on top of that building up there, and it's about that high, about yay high, ain't it, Travis? And it's green, and it looks good, but it'll never sustain up there on top of that building. It'll never sustain up there. A seed fell in there. It'll never sustain up there. It'll never grow to its potential. It'll never be what it's supposed to be. It'll never be because it's not rooted. It's just laying there. That seed's just laying there. It's never caught root. When you go to Sullivan tomorrow, wherever you go, whenever you get time, you go through there and you look up there at the top of that building, that little tree's about that tall. I've been watching it grow, and it ain't grown very much at all. If it's grown any, it may have dropped in that way. I don't know. But it's been there for a long time. But I know tonight that some fell by the wayside, some fell on the rock. In verse 14, some fall among thorns. Look what he says. And that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, they've heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. Some fall among thorns. I told you that the enemy is still at the wayside. I told you that emotion, when it fizzles out, will be on that rock. But when some fall among thorns, you be careful that eye candy doesn't rob that word from you, that eye candy. That eye will tear you up. I know the Bible says the tongue no man can tame. No man can tame the eye neither. Look at this tonight in 14. And that which fell among thorns are they which when they have heard go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life. Of this life. They've heard the word. They know what to do. They know. But when it gets down to it, they'd rather have the cares of this world than a home in the glory world. I'm telling you that tonight. When I became the pastor of this church in 2013, one of my dear preacher friends, and y'all know who he is, I'll let him preach here anytime. He can preach here anytime. His brother Caleb Blacker. I love that man, 80-year-old. Stayed at the same church 37 years. Stayed there and preached week in, week out. Stayed there and preached. And when I become the pastor of this church, he told me one little thing. I'll never forget it. He said, "You always remember this preacher." It took me a while to understand what he's talking about. He said, "Don't you outpunch your coverage." I said, "What are you talking about? Outpunch you? What are you talking about?" He left me with it. You know what it is? Don't get tied up in the riches and the cares of this world. Don't get tied up with stuff here that chokes you out spiritually. Don't you get tied up with stuff here that you've got to do that instead of doing what God's called you. I got to go there. I've got to do this. He said when the cares of this world and the riches of this world came, choked them out. Choked them out. Folks, tonight I believe there's a choking out in the world that we live in. If people hadn't been being choked out, if people hadn't been by the wayside, this place would be packed tonight. There's not enough churches in Lamar County to handle all the people that needs to be in church on Sunday night. We got a shortage. Instead of the Carpenters for Christ building church, ever build buildings twice a year, they'd have to build every week. There'd be people employed just building churches. But the cares of this world has choked them out. And I tell you that tonight because I love you. I tell Nellie that tonight because, Nellie, I love you. You're a young Christian tonight. You're a young Christian tonight. Don't you let the cares of this world choke you out. Don't you let the things of this world tie you down and bind you down. Don't you let the things of this world tie you down where you can't be what God's called you to be. Old Christian tonight, you the same way. Don't you let the cares of this world choke you down. Well, all you can think about is what I'm going to buy next, what I'm going to do next, where I'm going, what I'm going, what I'm going, what I'm going. Because if all you're thinking about is that, you're not thinking about what God's called you to do. You get tied up with the cares of this world, it'll be all about this world. And it won't be about what the calling he's put on your life. But I want to show you the fourth place it fell tonight. It fell on good ground. I look around this room tonight and I see a lot of good ground. Where that seed fell and it took root and it took hold. And it took hold in their life. Because they heard that word and they held it with honesty. They held it with what God had called them to do. I never will get over this. I got saved at 27. Truly got saved at 27. I'm not talking about no fairy tale, walk to the altar, snot and cry and get up and walk out. Not no fairy tale stuff. I'm talking about real deal, Holy Ghost, under conviction, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And there's a change that took place. That word that I heard all my life, I heard people witness to me, they talk to me. Brother Keith, there's something different that night. That thing took root. That scripture took root. It took hope down deep. It went further than skin. It went further than what the enemy could grab. It went further than emotions could hold. It went further than eye candy could see and would just to get me off track. And when it's got a hold of good ground, there'll be evidence. There'll be evidence. There'll be evidence. You can tell somebody you planted your green field and they go out there and ain't no grass coming up, you ain't putting no seed down. Brother Ronnie Scott come planted me a green field, son. He used some kind of thing and pushed them things in the ground. For 2 days, I called him. I said, ain't nothing coming up. I don't see nothing. You know what he told me? He said, they're coming. They're in there. They got to come up. Tonight, if that word's in you, it's going to come up. It's going to come out. He says tonight in this text, I want to show you this, that some fell on good ground. Good ground. Let me show you this tonight. We'll close. Some fell on good ground. We're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Some fall in good ground in verse 15. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, kept it, and it bring forth fruit with patience. Some fall in good ground. The seed gets deep. The seed gets into the heart. And there's evidence of that root of salvation because it brings forth fruit in one's life. Brings forth fruit in one's life. He said he kept it honest and kept it in his heart. You know what God wants to say? He wants to save your heart. He wants to save your soul. He wants to save you. When that seed was planted in your life, it was up to you. When that seed come forth in your life, when it was planted in your life, to accept that seed, to accept that when it came. Or you could put a deaf ear to it, you could put a hard heart to it, you could put what you wanted. And I know the world we live in, it feels like we're throwing seed against the wall. I know it does. But you never know when it's going to fall on good ground. And God's going to give that increase. It's going to come forth. They're going to accept that word. And they're going to rely on what God can do in their life. Let me show you this in Romans 10:9. Let me show you this in closing. Need to sow seed. Romans 10:9 tonight. Let me share this with you. The difference in the wayside, the difference in the rock, the difference in the thorn, and the difference in the good ground is this right here, Romans 10:9. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart. That was my difference right there. That was my difference. That's my difference. I had seed thrown all over me all my life. That was the difference, though. I got to the place in my life where I believed in my heart that he could save me. I believed in my heart that for God so loved me that he gave his only begotten son. I finally got to a place in my life that I believed what the word was telling me. And I accepted it in my heart. See, when that word comes, you can sit there and you can think right now about the power bill. You can think about work tomorrow, the schedule you got to do. You can think about all kinds of things. And there's people in here right now, I guarantee in your mind, you're thinking of anything else but the word that's been heard. How do you know that preacher? Been sitting there. Man, I've been in revival sitting in there, getting ready to preach the word, thinking, man, I got so much to do tomorrow, I don't know what to do, I'm fixing to preach. Where'd that come from? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You never know this week. You say, well, three of them places it falls is not good. But there's one. There's good ground out there. You don't know who's been plowing that ground for years, tilling that ground. It was hard at one time. And they dropped that old gospel plow and they just got to plowing. It may have been hard 10 years ago when you was talking to that person. And you never know when you walk in there next time, it'd be soft. It'd be fertile. And you better drop that seed. Or you never know, you may not be the one doing the seeding when you walk up there. You may just be the one doing the watering. But I know what the Bible says. The one that sows and one that waters is nothing. We're in it together. It doesn't matter who sowed or who watered, as long as God gives the increase. Tonight, if God's increased your life and you know you're born again tonight, that ought to put you on shouting ground. I told you this morning, ain't what can separate me from the love of God. The Bible says, who can separate me from the love of God? And I told you this morning, not nobody. Not a chance. Not a chance. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Tonight, what we're going to do, we're going to pray for Baby Landry tonight. We're going to ask the Lord to